Connects Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Federal immigration operations are taking a high-profile public approach. ABC's Erica Tursky in New York says Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was at the arrest of a suspected gang member in New York City.
She arrived in New York City early this morning to accompany personnel from multiple federal agencies, tweeting photos, videos, and a message. And we're quoting here that dirtbags like this will continue to be removed from our streets.
There's uncertainty over aid programs after the White House Budget Office ordered a freeze on all grants and aid aside from Social Security and Medicare in order to evaluate if the spending is consistent with President Trump's policies. Consumer confidence fell for the second straight month in January. That measures Americans' assessment of economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. Shares of NVIDIA trading higher today after the chipmaker lost almost $600 billion in market cap Monday. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Lawmakers want Wisconsin to be the tipping point when it comes to certain exams under anesthesia. Right now, under Wisconsin law, medical students can do pelvic exams on patients while that patient is unconscious, solely for educational purposes. They have to be done under the supervision of a doctor, but the patient does not need to consent beforehand. 25 states have now passed laws saying patients must give their consent to these exams first. Republican State Senator Andre Jacques says Wisconsin should be the 26th. This is the fourth session in a row this bill has been introduced. It's gotten bipartisan support in the past, but has never made it to the final stages. And the month of January ends with Winter Salt Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on what that means for our Wisconsin waters.
It's a time to focus on the true impacts of salt and ways to be a freshwater advocate. Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. Chlorides from salt are infiltrating our lakes, streams, and groundwater. And Wisconsin Saltwise says 1 teaspoon of salt is all it takes to make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater organisms. The DNR measures chloride levels in Wisconsin rivers. Recent studies have shown a steep increase in chloride loads. In the early 2000s, the DNR measured about 600,000 tons of chlorides annually. And by 2018, that number increased to nearly 800,000 tons per year. 50 rivers and streams and one lake in Wisconsin have been designated as impaired by high chloride concentrations, primarily from salt use during the winter months.
And this is huge news up north. Some snowmobile trails are open. Last year, they didn't open at all. But now people are able to use some of the trails in northern parts of Bayfield County. Now, that's not a ton, but at least it's something. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
A Packers coach gets a contract extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a 2-year contract extension. The 64-year-old Bisaccia is the special teams coordinator and assistant head coach. In his 3 years in Green Bay, he's improved their special teams ranking slightly, but is also viewed as a close advisor to Matt LaFleur. The team has also hired back Luke Getsy as an assistant coach. Getsy has served as an offensive coordinator for the Bears and the Raiders. It's possible Adam Stanovich could be hired away by another team as a coordinator who could be the play caller on game day. NBA, the Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Giannis and Damian Lillard each with 35 points. Chris Middleton off the bench with 22. Head coach Doc Rivers.
You could see Chris had live legs tonight, and that was good. As a staff, we have to be very patient with it.
The Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and mild today, but continued quite breezy. Highs in the mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, lows near 30. Again, though, the wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race now getting attention from the New York Times. We'll break that all down and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Tolerate mass deportation of efforts of children and families and people who are striving to start a life here, who want to normalize their status within the United States. We owe those folks comprehensive immigration reform because that's in our best interest.
Thank you, Representative Jason Crow. Okay. I need a little space between the white-hot blinding sexuality of Hal Sparks. I need to rest. Every woman needs to rest.
All right.
Okay, now I can take it again. No.
Steffi. Oh.
What's that heavy breathing I hear? Why? Wow. Could it be? Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Yes!
Yes! Oh, fresh off the D.C. sexy liberal stage. Slayed them, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Hal Sparks.
Hi, how are you? You holding up okay? You doing good after the first week? I've got to say, you're holding up a lot better than Trump is. Did you see him in Vegas? The man was exhausted. Like, my favorite line, I think, in the whole thing was, every time I turn around, somebody wants a press conference. They want a press conference. They want me to do a press conference. That means his own staff is like, yeah, this is part of your job now. And he's like, what? Nap time. Everything he said about Biden is true about Trump.
He worked 4 days, and then he had to take a three-day weekend and golf yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. No, it's a lot. It's a lot a weekend, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is what Steve Bannon meant by flooding the zone, right? Yeah. This is it.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
there's no Greenland, no Canada, no nothing. There's no removing us from NATO, any of that stuff. And as a matter of fact, I think a lot of it, actually, the flooding the zone is not about, like, proving himself to maggots, but placating them while he does stuff for his billionaire donors and actually does stuff that's more aligned with the general voters, which is Democratic priorities. I mean, the man almost... he wants to primary Chip Roy about the debt ceiling. What in the world, right? That's amazing. That's his first fight.
All right, you have to give us, because you know you're one of my bright lights. Like, what did Bob Seska call it? You're like relentless optimism.
Yes.
I need it. We all need it. And so I look to people like you, like, because you kind of hold me up when I'm, you know, because we're all like having days where we're like, oh my God, like in terms of what's happening. But how do we survive? Just like we were saying this morning, it's so ridiculous you have to laugh at it. Did you see his, what is it, trough about, I sent the military into California and turned on the giant faucet.
Enjoy
the water, California. And of course, we have to put out a...
It was risky. We got some extra plumber's tape on it, sealed the leak that was on there. It took a second. It was like, I loosened it for you, like a pickle jar. Yeah.
He literally was like, enjoy the water, California. Like, it's so ridiculous. We're just like, the water department have to go, no.
That's not how it works.
A faucet. He didn't send the military in. Like, what? But this is what it's going to be like. It's just us having to go, no, that's not true.
Well, here's the thing. We can do that, but we kind of don't have to because, A, we know, and, B, maggots kind of know. They just pretend not to know.
Right.
And then the reality is there is no faucet. It never got turned, and that will always be true forever and ever. So the idea that, like, he can say it, but, you know, a lot of people said the moon was responsible for the tides and that people had flooding issues. So I ordered the moon moved further away from the earth. And now you can go surfing. Like, he can say that all he wants. And we can go, no,
Chris,
but it doesn't change the position of the moon. The man's a moron.
Chris and I said there is a faucet. It's full of Brondo.
Yes.
They're filling all our lakes with Brondo.
That's right.
That's what plants crave. Yeah. I mean, we're going to get rid of the IRS. I'm going to send them all to the border with guns. He said that.
Yep.
Right.
No, how about no tax? Right. We pay no tax. And any other human, you'd be like, okay, Grandpa, here's pudding and nappy.
Well, that's what they are doing. That's what they are doing. I mean, they literally, like, here's some pudding. Here's your Diet Coke button. Now sign these things. We will just, we have a representative from Project 2025 standing here with a stack of EOs and a bunch of, like, you know, thumb on the carotid of certain Republicans to get them to vote a certain way. And he just stands there with his stack at Trump, like, so is a big one, Ed. That's a big one. Do you see every single one? That's a big one, isn't it?
That's a big one.
That's a big one. Something that Stormy Daniels never said.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know, I said earlier, right? Somebody tweeted, he's deporting the same amount of people Biden did. It's just bigger and dumber and meaner and on TV with Dr. Phil.
Oh. So, okay, there's a program put in place in 2007 called Operation Return to Sender, because that's how dumb the Bush administration was.
Yeah.
And they did these raids of agricultural farms. And the whole thing was supposed to sunset in a year, and it just kind of humped along because they never bothered to shut it down because they were so embarrassed they started it in the first place because it sent, no surprise, egg prices through the roof. Ha! What do you know? What are the odds? It's crazy that it's happening all over again. And that's why he's avoiding these agricultural raids, and he's sending people into cities with Dr. Phil to draw attention away from the fact that his numbers aren't that big, that they're fairly close to, you know, like he took 5 days off, did 3 days worth of normal raids in one day, and it looks like, a you know, 900 versus 300 or something like that. It's totally normal to how things are done all the time for criminal aliens, especially people who, you know, have committed violent offenses or theft or any of that stuff. They're always booted out of the country. But he's going to make it look like this is new. So the only thing we have to do is not say, no, you didn't turn the big tap on, you big dummy, is to say that this is always the policy of ICE. This is always the policy of Customs and Border Patrol. They haven't changed a thing.
But now, of course, he's doing quotas. So they're just going to scoop up everybody that looks even vaguely brown and let, you know, courts figure it out later. Of course, the Florida bill, because DeSantis, Senate Bill 2A offers a version of the rebuttable presumption DeSantis wanted, one that assumes detained illegal immigrants will flee and are flight risks, denying them bail when they're brought up on charges. It compels local law enforcement. It basically forces the local law enforcement to, you know, to do the Fed's job, right?
Well, yes, and oddly enough, Florida has, after California because of its size, per capita, Florida has the largest number of illegal immigrants in the entire country. And it's funny how it's almost as if Trump hires those folks at all of his golf courses and under-the-table hospitality. So they pay very little for people who are afraid to be fired. That's why they like the H-1B visas, is because if you come here, you can't switch jobs.
He did last week, he said the same thing that what do you call it, Ramaswamy and Musk got in trouble for saying, he's like, I liked him very much because, you know, you got to have the, you know, wine, what do you
the
say?
Sommeliers
and waiters. You got to have the
waiters.
Best people.
Yeah.
This is why, it's like, he basically
Yeah, which
like,
doesn't sound like elite talk at all. Yeah, you know, like at NASCAR,
right.
The sommeliers
like
that work at NASCAR.
Americans are too dumb to, right? He's like, this is stupid. They only like box wine. They can't be a sommelier. I mean, he literally said the same thing they did. Americans are too dumb for these jobs. They can't, you know.
Well, Stephanie, I do think we need a moment of silence for Vivek Ramaswamy. He lasted negative Scaramucci's and got kicked to the curb by Elon Musk. Oddly enough, I mean, it's shocking, of course, that he kicks the brown-skinned guy to the curb and then does a Nazi salute in the same week. I don't think they're connected. I think it's a lot much ado about nothing. I think why in the world would anyone be shocked that an apartheid billionaire would give a Nazi salute to a large group of proto-white supremacists? I can't imagine that would be a shocking thing to anyone.
You retweeted Mark Cuban, who said, anyone an expert in coffee futures and prices that want to comment on the impact of a 25% tariff on Colombia on the price of coffee for American consumers? I mean, we just went through that whole dumb sketch that the mainstream media totally missed about just these big, stupid, dumb, loud threats of tariffs. And I mean,
right.
Yeah,
that was never going to go anywhere. It's all cosplay. And the reality is some of the pushback actually worked. Trump made a phone call as well to the Colombian president, and they were like, hey, how about I don't use military planes? And they're like, okay, fine. That was it. We've dropped off criminal aliens into Colombia forever.
Yeah.
Like the Obama administration did it. The Bush administration did it. Biden did it.
But
so did Trump.
Trump had to do it for show at very high taxpayer
right.
cost in military jets.
That's what he wants.
Shackle them, make it a big, mean, dumb
film
blah 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 blah. Oh, by the way, speaking
everything's
of
everything's for Insta.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Instagram presidency.
Justin tweeted, no one has yet refuted the simplest argument about tariffs. Our tariffs will lead to retaliatory tariffs, so whatever theory you might have had, our tariffs help us at their expense also teaches you that their retaliation will undo whatever gains you're expecting. We both end up isolated and poorer. And you said, well, no one, I'd like to say I've been pretty clear at that point.
Yeah.
We've been
I've been talking about this ad nauseum every time that topic was brought up on my show at infotainmentwars.com. But the other thing that people don't notice in terms of the tariff part of it is that Trump is always on about our trade deficit with China and our trade deficit with Europe and all this stuff. And that's because America is the drop shipping capital of the world. America, there is a huge industry in the United States through Amazon and other sources where people buy foreign goods, slap their label on it, and sell it worldwide, either to Americans or people in North America or the world at large. They get it processed and created. And I got news for everybody out there who doesn't understand. Like, everybody's like, does no one know how a tariff works? This is how it works. This is how it works.
Yep.
Every store has a deficit with their wholesaler.
Yeah.
You buy more from your wholesaler than you sell to your wholesaler. That's why China. That's why Colombia. That's why all these countries, because we have all the money in the world. We are the richest country in the world. Of course we pay more for everything because we can.
Yeah. Yeah. So the other thing I think you and I both warned about, as you tweeted about, you said, honestly, who doesn't know Trump colluded with Netanyahu to undermine the peace process until he got in and then let him off the leash? You think he came to Mar-a-Lago for the cake for FFS? This is Reagan, Iran, part dumb. Of course, he's like, dude, just clear it out, Gaza. Let's just clear it out. You said,
it'd be nice property, be nice, you know, beachfront property. I mean, he calls them a cancer. He calls them the problem. He says that Netanyahu has to solve it quickly, which doesn't sound like you caring about civilian casualties at all. And now we know he's not. He wants to ethnically cleanse the entire place, something Biden and Harris would not have been for, would not have participated in, and would not have allowed. Now Trump is going to do that.
He's sending 2,000-pound bombs to Israel, which Biden and Harris did not do and would not have done. You just said after the uncommitted have finished banging their empty heads on their desks, they can shove them back up their asses where they belong. If you push the genocide, Joe Bolt, you did this. And it doesn't make any of us on the left happy. This is what I said it a million times, you know,
right.
During
That's
the campaign.
We
I said,
about.
I said,
right.
If you vote for Trump, stay home, vote for Jill Stein, you are voting for the complete genocide of the Palestinian people. And it's just heartbreaking.
The end of the two-state solution.
Thank you. Yes. All right. 18 minutes after the hour, off to a roaring. It's not a hump day, but it's, well, every hump day is. Yeah.
Every day is hump day when I'm around.
With hell. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, oh, my fantasies of snuggling into my cozier sheets with Hal Sparks.
Mm. Don't you do that on every sexy liberal trip?
Yes. Yes. I knock. I'm forever it's hopeful in my cozier pajamas.
I thought I'd put that little door jam thing on the hotel and all that kind of stuff, and then here she comes on the balcony, just like, yeah, coming up like yeah. Jackie Chan outtakes,
yeah,
just flump.
You weren't counting on the crampons. Okay. Cozy Earth, what's your love language? Mm-hmm. Cozy Earth elevates love's little moments, right? Curling up, snuggling. Oh, my God. Cozy Earth, the sheets, pajamas, they are so soft, incredibly soft, smooth, breathable. It's like sleeping on a cloud.
Oh, dear.
Yes. The Cozy Earth bamboo pajama set, a gift she will not stop raving about, silky, breathable. These are the kind of pajamas she never wants to take off. Mm, perfect for lazy mornings. Mm. Cozy Earth Men's Collection has everything he'll love. Pajamas, joggers, and more. Comfortable, versatile, made to last. The ultimate gift for your guy. If you love Cozy Earth, they love you back. 100-night guarantee. What? Get up to 40% off Cozy Earth right now at CozyEarth.com with my code Stephanie. That's CozyEarth.com. Stephanie, pardon me. Don't forget, if you get that post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting our critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to the Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text Miller to 511-511. Become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
It's the Stephanie Moon Show.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's that.
Wow, Richard Cheese.
End of the world as we know it.
Yeah.
And I feel fine.
Hey! Yeah! All right. How can you not feel fine when Hal Sparks is here? I mean, really. How?
That's what I'm for.
Hal posts, it doesn't matter if your heart's in the right place, if your head is up your ass. Thank you. That is a...
Right.
That's a truism.
Yeah.
No truer words
yeah.
have been spoken.
That's a Sparksism, as we like to call it around here. I'm working on my first book, The Sparksist Megafesto. And it will be full
that.
Of statements like that. Yeah.
I hope that's true.
Well, to your point about Gaza, you know, again, your heart is mm-hmm. in the right place. We all want a two-state solution. We all care about the Palestinian people.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you just said, you know, you said
I'm starting to question some of these folks, but go ahead.
Well, you retweeted Israel's finance minister supports Trump's idea to relocate Gazans, and you said, shocked, I tell you. I'm sure the suggestion caught him totally off guard. I mean,
yeah.
like you said, you know this whole thing was set up with Netanyahu.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, in 2017, the U.S. started building the biggest embassy outside of, you know, our Baghdad embassy is our biggest one. Our second biggest one is being built in Beirut, Lebanon. Lebanon, you know, was half-owned and controlled by Hezbollah. That has fallen since the attack on October 7th, and Hezbollah trying to, you know, kind of jump into this Syria has fallen. So that has become one of the most pivotal pieces of real estate that the U.S. embassy staff or the State Department has created, and it's weird that these kind of dominoes fell in a way that it's, Wesley Clark warned us about.
Yeah, it's like a fascist monopoly board, isn't it? It's like we're going to take Greenland and also Canada. Putin, you take Ukraine.
Except
Netanyahu,
Canada,
you have Gaza.
Panama.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Right, yeah. Trump wants one train spot and wants to charge Park Place for it, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Moron.
You posted, Mike Johnson's afraid GOP text to Cassidy Hutchinson will set off his porn alarm. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
The only reason they will not, you know, prosecute her for no reason is because they're going to get, you know, revealed as the perverts that they are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's the problem is that if they ask for, you know, tweets, DMs, text messages, and that kind of stuff from these folks, what they're going to get is a lot of, like, violent threats from maggots in the House to their fellow, you know, congresspeople, to state reps, to other people, to threats to civilians via that person. So they're going to cut back a lot. Again, this is a lot of blather, and then it's just going to fall by the wayside, because if they do it, it's kind of like why Trump doesn't sue a lot of people. Is because the discovery process would be brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So Justice Department fired officials who worked on Jack Smith's team that investigated Trump in two separate criminal cases. DOJ said in light of their actions, the acting attorney general does not trust these officials to assist in faithfully implementing the president's agenda, which is keeping himself out of jail. The action is consistent with the mission of ending the weaponization of government. Right, so they can weaponize it against other people, against Trump's enemies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Tristan Snell, our friend Hal, was saying, don't leave your job. because, you know, there are actually laws against this. You have to prove cause. So, you know, they can sue and there has to actually be a cause. They were just doing their jobs, right?
Right. And again, if you want somebody who, like, follows the directive of the person above them, that's what that person is doing. And so the idea that somehow they're guilty because they were following what the last administration did, half these people have been around so long they were Bush appointees or they've been in office, they were hired then. They just do their job.
He just fired all the
what the law is.
Half the IGs he fired were he appointed them.
Yes. I mean, right. Yeah. Well, he doesn't want anybody looking over his shoulder. Let's be abundantly clear. He can't actually fire all of them. He's going to have to rehire some, but he's trying to create this gap.
29 minutes after the hour, more Hal Sparks.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Lawmakers want Wisconsin to be the tipping point when it comes to certain exams under anesthesia. Right now, under Wisconsin law, medical students can do pelvic exams on patients while that patient is unconscious, solely for educational purposes. They have to be done under the supervision of a doctor, but the patient does not need to consent beforehand. 25 states have now passed laws saying patients must give their consent to these exams first. Republican State Senator Andre Jacques says Wisconsin should be the 26th. This is the fourth session in a row this bill has been introduced. It's gotten bipartisan support in the past, but has never made it to the final stages. And the month of January ends with Winter Salt Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on what that means for our Wisconsin waters.
It's a time to focus on the true impacts of salt and ways to be a freshwater advocate. Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. Chlorides from salt are infiltrating our lakes, streams, and groundwater. And Wisconsin SaltWise says one teaspoon of salt is all it takes to make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater organisms. The DNR measures chloride levels in Wisconsin rivers. Recent studies have shown a steep increase in chloride loads. In the early 2000s, the DNR measured about 600,000 tons of chlorides annually. And by 2018, that number increased to nearly 800,000 tons per year. 50 rivers and streams and one lake in Wisconsin have been designated as impaired by high chloride concentrations, primarily from salt use during the winter months.
And this is huge news up north. Some snowmobile trails are open. Last year, they didn't open at all. But now people are able to use some of the trails in northern parts of Bayfield County. Now, that's not a ton, but at least it's something. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Windy and warm today. With mostly sunny skies, winds will whip up to 40 miles per hour, shoving our high temperatures to near 50 degrees. Overnight, winds switch to out of the northwest, becoming blustery and cooling us down just a touch tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Entertainment reporter Chris Foran. Then I'm joined by Wisconsin native and Brooklyn-based stand-up comedian Olivia Witt. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Fair housing.
It's not an option. It's
This is a bunch of do about nothing. The President of the United States has the complete and absolute right to determine whether these people are going to stay on with the administration or not, regardless of these details that you're talking about, 30 days here. It won't change a thing. So President Trump exercised his authority, and I respect that.
Ah, that would be a Republican representative, Tom Emmer. Laws now are just details. Yeah. They're just, you know, bothersome little details. Oh, there's a law that you have to give 30 days. I mean, they will excuse anything. So these, you know, violent criminals that have been pardoned, how we covered this in the first, an Indiana man who was pardoned by Trump for his conviction related to January 6th was fatally shot by police officer after allegedly resisting arrest during a traffic stop Saturday. He had entered the Capitol carrying a long flagpole with an upside-down American flag that he later used, forcibly jabbing multiple police officers, among other violent assaults. He said at the time, "I'm not ashamed of being there. It was our duty as patriots." Called himself the ultra patriot because I put myself on the line to defend the country. That guy is muerta.
Dead. He's dead.
Right.
He's deceased. He is no more. He has gone on and to meet his maker. He has joined the choir invisible. Bereft of life, he rests in peace. If you didn't nail him to the perch, you'd be pushing up the daisies.
And not the first of the January 6th terrorists whose presidential grant of freedom was short-lived. A Florida man, uh-huh. as Hal Sparks would say. Was being held in Washington, D.C. federal jail after being indicted of multiple felonies for assaulting police officers and setting off an explosive device during the riot. He was arrested one day after being pardoned by Trump for, gun charges, domestic violence. Okay, anyway, because I don't know, as it turns out, this is going to be crazy, but they're crooks, you see. And so crooks, crimers going to crime.
Well, also, I would like to say for the record that most maggots, like the hardcore ones that showed up for the, you know, his Walmart insurrection, most of them showed up because they are like, I don't know, one bad traffic stop away from spitting in a cop's face because they're sovereign citizens, really. They don't really believe, they believe they're a special subset of Americans that don't have to play by the rules.
Because Trump just told them they were. He just told them. Yeah.
That he gave him a KMA card and said, you know, if you get pulled over, just tell them you're a patriot and they'll let you go or some nonsense. And then you've got these guys who, I think it's within, I want to say 100, might be 50 miles, but 100 miles of the border in Texas and these other states, you can be pulled over at random without cause because it's a border area, because of the very laws that maggots insist on. And there are video after video online of these Trump supporters being pulled over by Customs and Border Patrol, and they're like, "I don't have to give you my ID. I don't have to show you nothing. You don't have any right to pull me over." And you're like, "All right, you're just running meth, aren't you? This has nothing to do with patriotism."
All right, so we all heard how Kamala Harris was a DEI hire.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance hires Tucker Carlson's son, Buckley.
What a name.
Yeah. Even Bella's douche alarm went off.
Uh-huh. Lovely.
He will serve as J.D. Vance's...
That's like a labradoodle. That's a name you give your labradoodle because you want to tell people you read books.
After William F. Buckley, maybe?
Probably.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Buckley Carlson will serve as Vance's deputy press secretary because I'm sure he's wildly qualified. Has nothing to do with being Buckley Carlson. J.D. Vance and Carlson have long been close allies, particularly on opposing helping Ukraine. As you recall, Carlson went to Moscow, did the softball interview with Putin.
Right.
He also recently said he was attacked by a demon, which left him with physical marks.
It's weird that his wife was asleep and in the middle of no word on whether he drove to a truck stop and went into a men's room where the attack actually happened. His wife isn't a witness.
No.
So we don't know what kind of demon it was. My guess, it wore its hat backwards. That's my guess. And he has two awards for arm wrestling.
Is he blaming the demon for his burned balls, or did he tanned his own balls on purpose?
No, he just wants them to look. He wants them to look similar to the when they're. Never mind.
Okay. God, gonna, no.
No.
Okay. J.D. Vance defended Carlson after he platformed a Holocaust denier who told Carlson that Winston Churchill was the chief villain of the Second World War. Because we're just
going
to rewrite all of history because...
Oh, yeah. That was a while back. That was like six disgusting things ago.
Right? I know.
Major disgusting things ago. Yeah, that was... And by the way, this is how they're going to be for the next 3 months. And then when stuff starts, there are two of my favorite things right now. Is one is waiting for the fuse that was lit, you know, with Trump's tariffs and all of his threats about how it's going to impact the market. And RFK Jr., by the way, check your eggs for E. coli and all that, because he's not going to bother. It's nothing to sneeze at, as it were.
Well, that's a twofer. You could get bird flu and E. coli, so...
Fox, Newsmax, and all these shows have become so boring since they won because they don't have anything to say. All they can do is hop on and inflate him like a balloon every day. And they're all, like, they got nothing to be excited about. Like, Hannity had on Mel Gibson yesterday, and they had nothing to talk about. They're just like, yeah, fires. I don't know. It's going to be good in Hollywood, you think? Like, they have nothing to rage about.
Well,
it's
we
amazing.
Keep saying that. Why are they still so mad? Like, they're just in a current state of mad. I'm like, you won. Just shut up now.
Because they know Trump is a lifelong loser and, you know, never, I've said this before and I'll say it again, never underestimate Donald Trump's ability to screw up a free lunch. He's going to do it. And they know it because they know what he's saying to the House and stuff. Oh. I mean, they know what he's saying in these meetings. They know that the Brits were laughing out loud at him during these calls. That, Q&A he had at Davos was one of the funniest things I have seen in my life. I was dying, crying. If you haven't watched that episode, I barely got through it because it was so
to your point,
funny.
In our big bag of rats stack today, efforts to push Trump's ambitious tax cut plan are sparking debates within the Republican Party as concerns over the U.S. national debt take center stage. Analysts estimate his tax cuts could add $5.8 trillion to the national debt over the next decade. Texas Republican Michael Cloud said, most of us support the tax cut, but we also recognize the need to get our fiscal house in order. Well, you can't do both. You can't. So good luck with that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were talking about Chip Roy, he is a he is a putt-putt outside Lubbock and also a Republican congressman. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chip Roy is like the world's worst ice cream flavor. It tastes like old pirate. Anyways, apparently. And it gets stuck in your chin beard. It's a big fear. But the fact that Trump was even talking about primarying this dude before he even got into office about removing the debt ceiling, which is something that Rachel Maddow did an hour on 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like she was, remember when they were going to shut down the government over the debt ceiling and it was this big thing and she did a whole special about why it's stupid and how you don't get to walk back the bill once you've signed off on it. You don't get to like charge people, you know, or take in taxes and pay them out. Say you're going to pay them out and then not later.
Yeah. All right.
That's called the budget.
I'm only halfway through the bag of rats stack. James Comer, House Oversight Chairman, claims that he told Jared Kushner to off after Kushner had an emissary chide Comer for criticizing his business dealings with Saudi Arabia. But here's the problem. You're going to get MAGA'd like Lindsey Graham, which is our third bag in the bag of rats.
Right.
Yeah.
Our third rat.
Lindsey Graham draws MAGA fury after mildly criticizing Donald Trump. He drew ire from the MAGA base after he dared criticize the president's blanket pardons of the January 6 rioters. He said, I fear you will get more violence pardoning the people who went into the Capitol and beat up a police officer violently, I think was a mistake because it seems to suggest that's an okay thing to do. Oh, that's like normal, Lindsey. And then, members of Trump's loyal base flipped out. They slammed him as a snake and a rhino and blah, blah, blah. So this is what happens. Joni Ernst, whoever it is, they get bullied by this MAGA base, and then they just step right back in line.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, and again, part of it is giving him what he wants so that when it fails, you didn't plant the bomb, light the fuse. All you did was watch him do it. Because if you get too much in his way or you put too many of your own ideas in the process that you know is going to fail anyways, you're dooming yourself. You're attaching yourself to this anchor and going swimming.
I mean, look at he took a security detail away from Mike Pompeo, who was just on TV a couple weeks ago sucking up to Trump. Like,
right.
Not even like mild disagreements now are you know, apparently punishable by death, since Trump said he doesn't care if harm comes to any of the people he removed the security. Because did I mention he's a sociopath?
Yes. Okay. A couple of times.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wondered. Okay. Gary in Kansas City, you're on with Hal. Hello.
Hi, Stephanie. First-time caller.
Hi.
How are you?
Go Chiefs. Hi.
Yeah, go Chiefs. A lot of Chiefs fans. I'm not so sure Trump is as popular out here as he thinks he is, though. I'm pretty sure he lost the city. The Kansas suburbs voted against him. So I don't understand for a minute where he's coming from, thinking he's the most popular president in Kansas City history.
And it's also, almost like
Stephanie,
you're implying...
out here in October.
It's almost like you're implying that he's narcissistic in some way. And...
right.
Yeah.
Or he's a silly person.
There's a chance.
A very silly person.
There's a chance of both of those, I have to say.
Yeah.
And, Stephanie, you was out here in October, and I had something silly like a wedding to go to or something.
Oh, no.
But don't give up on this part of the country. We need your visits.
I won't. And Kansas City resident Sean Comiskey is nodding his head yes at everything you said.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. All right. And I don't know why I said go Chiefs. I'm such a suck-up because I already said fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, you did.
Last hour.
Yeah.
I just assume no one's paying attention.
Pick a team. Pick a team.
Do it. Yeah, do what I do. Just whoever you go to the game with, root for whoever they're rooting for. I mean, that's what the meaning is of sports in your life, is a bonding exercise with those around you. It doesn't actually mean you have to hate the other side. It's a game.
I know
it's sensible craziness for me. I apologize.
I'm a flip-flopper. I'm a cheap political opportunist.
You're a political
I'm a panderer. Depending on which legal lady we have on, I'm like, woo, Wolverines, go hook 'em horns.
Right.
Roll Tide.
Go fighting armadillos. Yay. Yes.
Go Trojans.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, absolutely.
Fight on.
Yeah.
Okay. 46.
The raging dodos. Knock yourself out. It's going to be great.
Get it. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
Oh, the state of the world. This is why Hal Sparks must be injected in any way you can get him into your, you know, veins.
Self.
Yeah, right, because Credo Mobile is another, it's the OG sexy liberal company, right?
Yeah.
America's only progressive phone company. So you're doing good. First of all, you're aligned with a company that's aligned with your values. They've given over $95 million over the years to progressive causes, a lot of the same sexy liberal causes we've given to Planned Parenthood, Friends of the Earth, on and on. They're going to need our help more than ever, and you get the nation's largest, most reliable network. You get competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone and your current number. So easy to make a difference. And check this out. Stephanie Miller listeners get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at credomobile.com.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, we've all heard of weight loss scams. You know me. I'm a big healthy diet and exercise person. But here's why I trust Lean is the real deal for weight loss. I just gave it to my nephew who's trying to take off a few pounds. Lean was created by a medical doctor and a university researcher. The clinical team behind Lean, very upfront, they say if you only have a few pounds to lose, non-prescription Lean is not for you. Just exercise a little bit more. Lean is for frustrated dieters who want to lose meaningful weight but aren't into injections. Yeah, those work, but they can carry side effects. Shots work in part by lowering blood pressure and regulating appetite. The science behind Lean is impressive. Its natural studied ingredients target weight loss in similar ways. 1, Lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar. 2, helps control appetite and cravings. 3, helps burn fat by converting fat to energy. If you're ready to lose weight a smarter way, let me get you started with my personal discount. The code is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com. What's your love language? For me, it's Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth elevates love's little moments, like curling up together at the end of the day. Their bamboo sheet set redefines what it means to relax as a couple. My couple, of course, is my dogs. Incredibly soft, smooth, breathable. It's like sleeping on a cloud. After a long day, there's nothing like slipping into those sheets. Every night feels like a mini getaway. Honestly, never slept better. For her, Cozy Earth bamboo pajama set is a gift she won't stop raving about. Silky yet breathable. These are the kind of pajamas she never wants to take off. Perfect for lazy mornings or winding down together after a long day. And don't forget him. Cozy Earth men's collection has everything he'll love. Pajamas, joggers, and more. Comfortable, versatile. Made to last, it's the ultimate gift for your guy. This month, show your love with Cozy Earth. With a 100-night sleep trial, a 10-year warranty, and a gift that speaks to comfort and connection. They deserve this. Get 40% off at CozyEarth.com with my code Stephanie. CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie. Don't forget, if you get the post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Grab an Edible Arrangements delicious fruit bouquet with same-day delivery. Call 608-441-3535 or visit edible.com. Use promo code DANE20 for 20% off. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Equal Protection Clause, embedded in the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment, is now being used to dismantle the 1965 Voting Rights Act, opening the door to even more voter suppression. Why is its history important? The 14th Amendment passed in 1868 and granted citizenship to formerly enslaved African Americans. The Equal Protection Clause reads, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." Scholars agree that it was intended to stop states from discriminating against Black Americans. Yet, as the National Constitution Center points out, it was also used to justify the U.S. Supreme Court's Plessy v. Ferguson, allowing discriminatory, separate but equal schools, transportation, and accommodations in 1896. Another interpretation overturned that decision in Brown v. Board of Education in 1954. In 2023, it was used to eliminate race-based affirmative action for college admissions. U.S. Supreme Court conservatives, notably Justices Alito and Thomas, argue any consideration of race is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. How might their interpretation impact voting rights? More on that in our next report.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
Stephanie Miller.
Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Treat yourself in words unspoken. Live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins. The rest
yeah.
Is still
what?
Unreturned.
Oh, yeah. House Parks is here. Yeah, what? Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I'm sure you covered the story. Lauren Boebert tried to evict a guy from the ladies' room in the Capitol that she mistakenly thought was the only transgender member, Sarah McBride, and was, of course, mistaken, went to get security. I swear, it's like Mean Girls meets Lord of the Flies. This is all they're concerned about, right? And, you know, it had to apologize.
It's legislating. What do you, Stephanie, what do you expect her to do? Sit there with staff and craft bills to solve the needs and desires of her constituents and the problems that they face in their everyday lives? What do you want her to do? Lower the price of groceries? Are you nuts?
But here we are. It looks like Trump's going to ban transgender people from the military. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has frozen all applications for passports with an X gender marker, an option available to people who don't identify as male or female. He ordered staff to suspend applications that involve a change in gender marker. The country's policy is now an individual sex is not changeable. There's going to be one of these a day that are just, right? Isn't Idaho the first state that's moving to get rid of marriage equality, I think?
Yep. I mean, they're not going to be able to again because this one beat back the test that it's already been through. But the untested stuff, you know, again, needed more time. And the Democrats needed to build momentum and start stacking bills and protections to codify the protections that women and other minorities and transgender people need. But what everybody was like is they lived under this stroke of the pen fallacy, which, by the way, maggots are going to fall for too, which is that the president has the ability to just make this problem go away with stroke of the pen, and they can't. You have to legislate it, and the depth of that legislation has to, you know, has to survive several attacks from the people against it.
And as we keep saying here at Trump Central, do not bend the knee Central, as Kristen Snell said, stay in your jobs. You know, like if you're a government employee, this one, former U.S. Department of the Interior Inspector General Mark Greenblatt revealed brutal details of his firing by Trump, including that he doesn't know if he'll be able to get his stuff back from his office. He was told he could keep his stapler.
Because he was being moved down to storage B.
My stapler, I don't know where my stapler is. I put it on the desk and it's gone. Look, they are going to... A lot of this is noise, and they know it's going to eat up a lot of news cycles, and they know it's going to, you know, affect, you know, it, we will be chasing down how it affects people's lives, as we should. And by the way, the states will make up for this. Blue states will be absorbing a lot of the impact of these things as people move there for protections and support, as they should. And what Republicans want is them to flee red states in the process.
And we've been talking, you know, so many tweets about people saying we want Democrats to fight. We don't want you to, you know, they don't want to unify with us. They don't want to be civil with us. And so, at least Senate Democrats co-sponsored a resolution condemning Trump's pardoning rioters who attacked police. I don't understand WTF with John Fetterman. So he initially didn't join his colleagues in support of the move, but then added his name after Patty Murray announced the resolution publicly. I mean, we all defended him so hard when they were being really mean about his stroke.
I will defend him in this. So hold on. I will defend him in this moment because what he ultimately did was just wait till it was formal to do it. They were gathering signatures. He was doing stuff. He's got constituents just like everybody else. He didn't just go to Mar-a-Lago. He's been back in Pennsylvania as well, and in doing that he signed on to it. For all the lip service and tap dancing around Trump at Mar-a-Lago, what did he ultimately do? He voted with his Democratic colleagues as he has every single time. I just remember
how mean they were about it when he had his stroke, and we all just, you know, circled around him. But let's hear from Secretary of Defense Rapey McDrunkey before we go.
Whatever is needed at the border will be provided. Because we are reorienting. This is a shift. This is not the way business has been done in the past. This is the Defense Department will support the defense of the territorial integrity of the United States of America at the southern border, to include reservists, National Guard, and active duty in compliance with the Constitution, so the laws of our land, and the directives of the Commander-in-Chief.
And then he went on to say, chug, 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 I believe. Was that at a kegger?
Says who? Right. The issue that we have is obviously military people policing the internal, you know, interior of the country. That has always been an issue, and it always should be an issue. And when it comes to National Guard and reservists, what they're doing is just shipping them down there. They've done this already with, Operation Lone Star, which led to, like, multiple suicides and ruined people's lives because they ended up dangling at the border doing nothing because the numbers aren't anywhere near what they say. Title 42, recidivism was through the roof. They kicked everybody out, and they came right back in because they could.
Yeah. I want to leave you time to talk about something I know nothing about, this AI. Yes. Because you've been talking about it on your show, right? The AI.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So DeepSeek, everybody's flipping out about DeepSeek. What they're not flipping out about is the actual model itself, the company or the DeepSeek AI, the R1 model. What they were freaking out about, it seems, is how cheap it was to train, because the idea is it's going to cost billions of dollars and lots of energy to train these big models. Well, most of them have been trained already, so we're past that hump anyways. And so this 6 million, and ultimately, because it's China, they piggybacked on ChatGPT. They stole ChatGPT stuff and created their own version minus any crimes China ever committed. Okay. If you want an AI that will tell you China's never done anything wrong, that's the one for you. Okay. It's silly.
I don't believe in ChatGPT because it cannot answer where that soundbite is from that we've been looking for.
It lies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Hal Sparks is on the air literally 24 hours a day. Do not miss him. Hal Sparks mornings mega worldwide, right? Yeah. At infotainmentwars.com. I love you, Hal Sparks.
Yeah. Infotainmentwars.com.
I said
yes.
That.
Yeah.
Love you,
she
Hal.
She did it. Okay, love you. Bye.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's confusion over federal funding and grants after the White House Budget Office ordered all aid paused to review whether it complies with President Trump's executive orders. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says
this directive may be the most far-reaching executive action this White House has taken yet. It could potentially halt hundreds of billions of dollars in federal spending on everything from assistance to farmers to Head Start programs to disaster relief and public transportation.
Social Security and Medicare, the only programs exempt from the order. Higher profile immigration enforcement continues. Federal agents said they made nearly 1,200 arrests on Monday. The Senate could vote today on confirming Sean Duffy as transportation secretary. There will be a new senator from Michigan after Democrat Gary Peters says he will not run for re-election next year. And after Monday's sell-off, shares in NVIDIA are trading higher. This is ABC News.